Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hello, so 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Thursday, July 16th. I'm Chris Malone, Storm Roberts on vacation. Here's where you may have missed this morning on the show. A good reason to wake up early on Sunday morning, a celestial event, uniqueness that I think even the kids will like. Before sunrise Sunday morning, five planets of Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, as well as the crescent moon, will be visible in the sky at the same time and all without needing a telescope. All five planets and the moon will be visible to the naked eye 45 minutes before sunrise Sunday. So what you want to do, according to astronomers, is find a spot clear with clear horizons in the east, northeast, and the southwest to get the best views. Jupiter will be found in the southwest sky, with Saturn just above it and to the right. Mars will be visible in the southeastern horizon. Venus will be in the eastern sky, and Mercury will be to the right of the moon, which should be in the very lowest east-northeast quadrant. Pretty cool little event, don't you think? Sometimes gifts can actually be offensive, and a new study finds that money-saving gifts are definitely ones you want to avoid. Researchers found people reacted negatively to gifts that were told or that are inferred to be given them to save money. However, gifts shown to save people time are actually seen as a compliment. They say when you don't have time, you're perceived as busy and in high demand. That's something of high status, wouldn't you say, compared to not having enough money, which is seen as low status. The people say that it's most important to remember that the message that they send behind the gift is equally as important as the gift itself. So on Wednesday, another online video streaming service launched. Peacock is the new home for NBC Universal programming. And it kind of makes you scratch your head, at least for me, because if you're already paying for Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon Prime, or a combination of the services, why would you need Peacock? Well, two things why you might want to consider go ahead and getting the Peacock app, which is available on most streaming services. They say that there's a completely free login, which has ads in it, but it's completely free. And there's also a premium tiers that includes live news and sporting events. The most basic Peacock plan is free. It does come with limited programming and ads. There's a second tier called the Peacock Premium. Still has ad-supported programs, but unlocks the complete access to NBC's programming, including original series, live sports, and next-day airing of current NBC and Telemundo content for just $5 a month. However, if you're an Xfinity or a Cox plan member, you might want to check. That actually may be free for you. And then finally, the most expensive one is the Peacock Premium Plus, the highest tier. That's $10 a month and lets you view most, but if not if all, of the 20,000 plus hours of content without ads. So here's kind of the interesting thing, though. NBC already has other licensing deals with other formats. So like Friends are on HBO Max, The Good Place and The Office are on Netflix, and Saturday Night Live is on Hulu. Those are going to remain on those platforms probably till those contracts expire. So it may not be a bad idea to download the Peacock app, even though a lot of the stuff you're already getting. Plus, you can just sign up for the free one and be ready to go on that one. And then we also found out this morning, can you get the coronavirus twice? Well, the answer is we don't know yet. There's just not enough information. As we're finding out, from symptoms to treatment to prevention, the rules tend to change when new information is discovered on the novel coronavirus. While there is a case of a person being reinfected after recovering, it is an isolated case. That's what the researchers and scientists want you to know. That and that other health factors were not taken into consideration, such as underlying issues or pre-existing conditions. Scientists really are struggling to find out if infection can cause only short-term immunity that fades, like the cold, or rather the flu and cold. Are antibody tests accurately measuring whether you're immune? Is a vaccine can offer a long-term immunity? Is the first infection making you more vulnerable to the second? So in short, we're still a long way before we can give up on the idea of long-term immunity or even short-term immunity, because people just don't know yet. So that's why they want to talk about doing preventative measures, which we tend to forget about or somehow get into a political debate over, from masks and social distancing to hand washing. Those are the best three things we can do right now. A nutritionist offering advice on losing those stubborn 5 pounds, the weight loss plateau. We've all reached it at one time or another, and even nutritionists reach that from time to time. So they offer some advice on how to break the flat to the plateau. They say, believe it or not, keeping a food journal will help you with your eating habits. Even though you know what you're eating, but if you can look back and visually see what you ate, when you ate, how much of it did you eat, and if you liked it, it actually can be enlightening. It might show you that you're not eating enough fiber, or maybe you're having too many glasses of wine, or maybe you're eating too late. All things which can cause problems in weight loss. They say avoid processed foods as much as possible, which means steering clear of the boxed foods if you can. Foods without food labels like fruits and vegetables are the way to go. But if you are eating foods with an ingredient label, they say start by looking for a brand that offers 5 ingredients less. As simple as that sounds, that actually could jumpstart you into your weight loss goal. And then finally, as you get into an exercise routine, if you've not changed it up over time, you can actually get a plateau there too, because your body is kind of used to doing what it needs to do. So maybe change things up a little bit. Just make sure you pick an activity you enjoy rather than forcing yourself into doing something you don't want to do, perhaps because it's trendy or perhaps because a friend told you to do it. And then I thought this was pretty good here. When you lose a loved one, you really find out a lot about them, especially if you have a squabble over the will or find out the will's not being done properly, or if the life insurance policies are out there that you are unaware of. Well, luckily, the National Association of Insurance Commissioners has a new free tool to search for missing life insurance policies and annuity contracts. You'll need some information such as the last residential place, date of birth, date of death, Social Security number, any sort of pre-married names or name changes. And once you have all that information, there's an online form you fill out. And then what they'll do is they will send it to participating insurance companies. They'll search their records. If they uncover a policy of a deceased loved one with you having authority to receive the details, they will contact you. So hopefully getting some of those life insurance or annuities paid to you. They say it can take upwards of 90 days to get to response, but once you get signed up, it's at least an easy way for you to see if you can search out some lost insurance policies. So there's our show for today, Thursday, July 16th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.